Decommissioning AI software is more involved than you might think. It's not like uninstalling regular programs. We need to carefully plan the shutdown process. Think about it. Sensitive data is often involved, and compliance regulations must be met. A misstep could have serious consequences. Let's discuss the essential steps for securely retiring these intelligent applications. Decommissioning software isn't just an afterthought, it's essential. It's the secure software development lifecycle's final phase, and it must be done right. We're talking about fully retiring applications, services, and all associated data securely. But with AI-augmented applications, this goes further than code. It means retiring AI models, training data, AI tool integrations, and even AI-generated content. Decommissioning goes from optional to absolutely essential when you consider abandoned software. It's like leaving the keys to your kingdom out in the open. Think about unpatched vulnerabilities or forgotten credentials. These are open invitations for trouble. We see zombie applications all the time, unmaintained services still processing live data. That's a huge security risk, and it's not just hackers you need to worry about. A surefire way to make application decommissioning easier is a complete inventory. Think of it as detective work. You need to identify everything associated with the application. Start with the basics, the code, the databases. Then dig deeper. Find all of the APIs, message queues, and storage systems too. Don't miss anything. Once you've planned, you need to map dependencies. Think of it as understanding ripple effects. What other systems rely on the application we're decommissioning? Which applications or services need its functionality? What data flows might be disrupted? It's about documenting all the connections, upstream and downstream, and visualizing exactly how the data moves so you can see the total impact. Proactive communication is essential, especially stakeholder notification. Think of it as setting the stage. Inform everyone potentially affected, users, service owners, compliance, legal, well before decommissioning begins. A clear plan outlining the timeline and impacts is key. Address concerns up front, anticipate questions and proactively answer them. This ensures a smoother transition for everyone. Data retention. It's more vital to security than many realize. Step 4 is about keeping data only as long as you need it. Think of retention as a balancing act. You're navigating legal requirements while minimizing your data footprint. For example, depending on the regulations that you're subject to, audit logs, medical records, and financial documents each have different retention periods. Decommissioning. It's more than just switching things off. Think of it as carefully retiring a system, making sure everything dependent on it has a new home. A realistic decommissioning schedule is essential, giving users ample notice. We don't want any surprises. Dependencies are critical. What happens if a system shuts down before its replacement is ready? Phased execution is absolutely critical. Think of it as carefully dismantling a building, piece by piece. We wouldn't just blow it up, right? First, we'd prevent new access. Then, dependent services shift to backup systems. Next, any data that must be kept gets archived per policy. Only then do we securely destroy what's left. This careful approach minimizes disruption and risk. A strong data security plan hinges on smart retention and destruction policies. The first step is knowing your data. Good classification makes setting those retention policies much simpler. When data's lifecycle ends, cryptographic erasure is powerful. It's like destroying the key, making the data inaccessible. Secure overwrite using established methods is another reliable approach to data destruction. Revoking credentials and secrets is vital when retiring an application to prevent unauthorized access. Decommissioning the app alone isn't enough. You must actively revoke all associated credentials. It's like changing the locks after someone moves out. That means API keys, service accounts, database credentials. Everything must be invalidated. Failing to do so leaves the door open for potential exploits, even after the application is gone. Decommissioning AI responsibly. That's where things get interesting. It presents unique challenges as models reach their end of life. Think of it this way. We need to archive the model itself, alongside its lineage and construction details. We must also shut down access, which means revoking API keys. Data is also a key consideration during AI decommissioning. A smart dependency notification strategy is vital for a successful application sunset. It's about respectful communication. Don't just cut things off. Give downstream consumers advance notice, a migration timeline, and suggest alternative services if possible. Share that API sunset schedule. Phased deprecation minimizes disruption. Post-decommissioning verification is all about that final confirmation. We need to be certain everything's truly gone. It's the ultimate sweep, ensuring no orphaned VMs or databases remain. Revoking credentials and cleaning up DNS records avoids potential future issues. And importantly, we remove monitoring. Otherwise, we'll be chasing alerts for services that simply aren't there anymore. Decommissioning AI-augmented apps requires a different approach. It's not like turning off a standard system. You need a detailed plan with AI-specific considerations. Data retention policies, for example, will be different. Consider a phased approach to minimize disruption and keep everyone in the loop. And importantly, verify that all components are gone after decommissioning. A live discussion is a chance to really tailor this information. What questions do you have about securely retiring AI-augmented applications? I'm ready to tackle any specific worries or explore particular aspects in more detail. Don't hesitate to ask for clarification on anything that's unclear. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts. That wraps up the presentation. I appreciate everyone's engagement. What questions do you have? I'm happy to discuss anything further or clarify any points. Let's use this time for an open conversation. I welcome your thoughts and insights.